Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, you wrote that you watched women sigh in relief when you told them this, that God can't be disappointed with them because disappointment is a byproduct of unmet expectations and that God has none when it comes to them. And you and I talked even before the show that when women get a hold of this, and I've sent a couple of our listeners your book in the past since after you were on the show, and they wrote back and said they sobbed through it because they didn't realize, as sincere followers of Christ as they were, how in bondage to all of these rules that were man-made they were.
You know, I don't think we are. And you know, honestly, the problem, Susie, is that we're not hearing the gospel.
Hmm.
We are hearing the 3 steps, the 7 steps, the 42 steps to being a better us. And we feel like we need those steps because we're not hearing the good news. When you hear the good news, it is so freeing, so life-transforming that, yes, you weep with joy. And I remember a time in my Christian life when I was reading the Bible, and I want to say maybe 15 years ago, and I came across the word joy, and I thought, I can't remember the last time I even knew what joy was.
Mm.
Because my Christian life had become all about do more, try harder. And when it becomes about that, then there is no joy. You see, the joy of the gospel, the reason that the disciples turned the world upside down was because they had the joy of the Lord, which was their strength, which came from the knowledge that they were completely loved, completely justified, completely accepted, irrevocably adopted, all because of what Christ had already done for them.
And that's how you can die for your faith. When you've known a love that has turned you upside down, that's something that you are willing. I mean, they were martyred for their faith. But when we subscribe to an idea that you just got to jump higher, strive harder, there isn't a sense of I'll die for this because it's killing me. In fact, you wrote about how you realized one day that the very thing you were taking as an antidote for your constant sense of failure was actually making you more ill. And that instead of just finding freedom, you became more of a slave to self-justification. So I feel like this is important, at least for the times that we live in. We might have to carry it over on the other side of the break. But truly, we need to know a love that we can live and die for. And striving isn't it. So say more.
Yes. And that's what, you see, that's what John says in 1 John 4. He says, we love because he first loved us. Listen, that lay down your life for your neighbor thing, that die for your faith thing, that can only happen out of love.
Yeah.
If I know that I am loved, and then I love my neighbor and the Lord in response, then yes, I am willing to die. I mean, we can think about Perpetua, who was one of the first Christian martyrs, a young woman who was willing to die even though she had just given birth to a baby. She was willing to die in the gladiator's ring. Why? Because she had known a truth that set her on fire and set her life on a course that she was not willing to give up anything that she knew would be true. So she was willing to give up her baby, her life as a privileged young woman. She was willing to sacrifice it all. Listen, if the message of Christianity is do more, try harder, I'm not willing to die for that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.